Lovely piece. I honestly was floating. I felt like I was floating down the Danube, and I've never even seen it. But I saw it with clear, crisp, blue, oxygenated water, and it was so beautiful. I don't know if any of you have watched this gal from Sweden, this young girl that's 15 years old, that has made a difference in all the children walking out of the schools, mostly in Europe, a few places here in America, because of climate change. Have any of you seen that? Yeah. It's fabulous. There are many good things on the news if you know where to look. I'm going to tell you that right now. And this little gal is 15, but she's very short. And she felt like she could never make a difference because she was too short. But she started studying and learning and really understanding the perils of what our Earth is going through because of all of the toxins, the melting ice bars. And she decided that she was going to have her own setup. So she walked out of school and sat for several days. And first few days, nobody was there. Nobody joined her. It was just her skipping school. And then after a while, more people joined her. And more people joined her. And more people joined her. And now she either has had an audience or is going to with the United Nations. She has made such a big difference. What I would like to talk about is if that little girl, with her passion and her desire to change something, has made this big difference in this world, what can you do by just being who you are? What can you do by just doing what you need to do for your passion and your talent or your belief? There was, I have to say, one of the greatest things I'm thankful for is my teacher and that communication that we had directly with Spirit. And I will tell you, sometimes not so easy with me is I don't speak my whole truth sometimes. You know why? Because it's not always politically correct. And you know why else? Because we get letters every time there's an election. You cannot speak about politics unless you have all the candidates. Oh, I'm ready to have them all. Don't get me wrong with that. But you know, I know from Spirit the perils of climate change. I know they spoke to me in truth in 1970 about what to expect. And it's happening. And I saw a program just the other day, I don't know if it was on the science program or the Weather Channel or something, where it's showing all its millions of gallons and weight of water because the warmer ocean is coming up and melting the ice caps from underneath until they just start collapsing. Do you realize what happens to the polar bears when that's gone? Do you really, and they were talking about, I didn't realize, with this ocean's warming and the sea life and the plant life in the sea as well as the coral, do you know that they all make oxygen too? I did not know that. According to this show, they do. It's so important that we stand up for our belief. So today I'm going to stand up for my belief. This little girl, bless her heart, I wish I knew her name. And she's brilliant because she speaks Swedish and she can speak English just as well as you and I. But let me tell you, she said, it's as important as if our house is on fire. I believe that. Spirit said, if we did not do something about it, our children, what he was speaking to my age grade, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren will not even be able to go outside without oxygen masks on. So, pardon?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg?
Thunberg.
Thunberg. She's an angel. And she's quiet. But she's living her belief. But you know what my sadness is? You know what my sadness has been for a long time? Is that our United States of America is stopping all the restrictions on the pollution that industry can have. That's sad to me. It's sad to me that we're not going to be able to be represented in the United Nations, the wonderful meeting they're having, and all the scientists coming together for climate change. I'm sad about that. I'm also sad that some of our schools say, no, our children aren't allowed to go out, but we'll have thoughts and prayers in a moment of silence. You know what? I think these kids need some action. I think they need to know. And do you know what inspired Greta to do something? Is when she was watching on television and she saw the young kids walk out of Parkland School in Florida. When she saw them walk out demonstrating making a difference. That's what inspired her. These kids seem to be more aware than we as adults. I'm proud of them. I really, truly am proud of them. But you know, we have to speak our truth from time to time, too. I don't count that politics. I call that science when we're talking about climate change. I believe in it in my whole heart. Life is not always easy. That's why I wanted this song, because life is not always easy. Do you know why? Because we, in our material mind, want to run from it when problems come up. That's our first thought. Flight, earth, and what is it? Fright and flight. So when serious things come up, none of us want to face those. And Spirit used to talk about, how do you get courage? How do you get through a problem that you think is insurmountable? I've had several in my life, and I'm sure you have too. And if not, you probably will have, because that's part of our experience here on the earth plane. And Dr. Bartlett, who was Virginia's doctor teacher, one day told us about how he was Shanghaied. He was a medical doctor in England, and he was Shanghaied and put on this pirate ship to be their doctor. And he was very lonely, and he was very sad. But at night, when everyone was asleep, he'd go out on the deck of the ship, and he would look up. And he would look at the sky, and he'd look at the stars, and he would see the expanse of how things seemed to go on forever and ever and ever. And he said, at that moment, it's like he had an awakening of there's something beyond. There's something beyond what we've been taught about God. That God is part of the universe. God is part of us. God is part of animal, plant life. God is life. And he said, learning about life, he had to learn about courage. Because on that ship, there would be massive storms. And you think about tropical storms and hurricanes. Probably they were having storms like that. And he said they learned, you direct the ship straight into the storm. It's the safest way and the quickest way to get to the other side. He also said one time to me, he said, you know, Connie, when you don't face a problem, it's kind of like a snowball. You make a snowball and you throw it down a hill and it starts generating speed and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Part of human life is not running away from our problems. No, life's not always easy, but metaphysically, we learn certain clues like this to know to face it is easier than to run the other way. It's easier to do the right thing always than it is to put a blind eye and say, I don't want to face what I have to face. If we don't face things, we don't have courage. If we don't face things, sometimes we've allowed things to go on or allowed people to go on, hurting other people, and that's not right either. Sometimes, do you realize that it takes laws in this nation or in any nation? We're set on this world of timetables because there's a time to get up and there's a time to go to bed, depending on what cycle you're on or what, you know, some people work at night. There's a time to be born, we hear. There's a time to die. But what are you going to do in between? What are you going to do in between that time? I believe right now is a crossroads for humankind on this planet. Not just here, on this planet. Sometimes, for me, you can say things kindly. But sometimes there's a sin of omission. And if you look the other way, and you've been taught better, and you know better, because I listened to Spirit, I think it was 20 years, most of the time, twice a week. I'm so blessed. It's a very rare kind of mediumship. I had a very rare medium who was on the spiritual path, who taught to do what's right, who taught to listen to Spirit, who taught to listen to that still small voice within each and every one of us. To learn to listen to that and get your own guidance. You know, that's what the Indians used to do. They knew how to do that. Many natives in Africa did the same thing till our missionaries went over and tried to undo some of those things in the name of sin. We've done a lot of things that we don't understand because we've been taught a different way in growing up. But when in this time and in this day and age, humanity is beginning to awaken, we need to speak our truth kindly. We don't have to be rebellious about it. We need to speak our truth. But more than that, we have to live our truth. And one of the greatest things is, well, I saw my husband the other day. He was taking me to the dental school. That's where I go. And there was this lady who could hardly walk. And he ran and got the wheelchair for her and took her down. You know, I'll tell you something about that man. He doesn't even think about it. That becomes automatic for him. He might not sit up here, excuse me, but that's how he lives his life, and that's the truth. You know, we should all be so honored to automatically do that. That's what I want to talk about. It's not easy sometimes, but the world is calling us now to speak our truth, to be our truth. If we say be kind, show it to the world. Help somebody. Listen. And if you're miserable, go talk to somebody. There's always somebody worse off shape than we are. I can tell you that, always. And then, but we get the blessing for helping them. And we get the blessing for, thank you, universe. I thought I had it tough. I'm blessed. Thank you. No, it's not always easy. But if you put those things together and you listen to yourself, you listen to your heart, and you begin to live your life and to realize, really, we are truly, I believe, in a crossroads on this planet. And I'm so proud. I am so proud of Greta. I'm so proud of the children who understand and are not afraid to speak up. I'm so proud. I tell you, I grew up in the hippie days. I never got to demonstrate. Everybody goes, oh, you were hip. No, I didn't. Not everybody did. But you know, it's time to demonstrate in our truth. It's time to demonstrate in who we are and not be afraid to talk about it. I just got back from a class reunion a few weeks ago. And for years, I didn't tell anybody what I did. None of them. I knew they wouldn't understand. And about 5 years ago, or I think it was 5 years ago, I just wrote and told everybody what I did. You know what? It feels so good to live your truth. Because when you live your truth and you say who you are, and somebody's talking about something, you can say, oh, I've got a different idea on that. But you know the funny thing? I have a dear friend that I grew up with. We were both kind of rebellious in the church. And one of our friends said, oh, Connie, I don't know where she's gone, this third party that I'm talking about, but she's a tree hugger. I thought, good for her. Good for her. You know, we can't listen to what someone else says. We have to listen to what we know for us. And if you want to hug that gorgeous tree, hug it. If you want to walk through the forest, walk through the forest. And the strangest thing that happened to me last night is I was gone all day. Didn't get home till about 9:30, quarter till 10. There was the most beautiful red frog in my kitchen. I guess it was a frog. Maybe it was a toad. I don't know the difference. Stan said, you're going to have to get it. And so I gently swept it out. And you know, life is different when you begin to see different. Because I wouldn't have killed that frog for anything. It was so beautiful. Now, I wasn't brave enough to pick it up, I will tell you that. My daughter would have, but she's got the flu, so I didn't want to get her. But, you know, life is just filled full of wonderful things when we're not afraid. When we decide, I'm going to take another look at that. I want to experience that. And believe me, we're here to share. Not to hide our lights. God bless you all.